ShasIlluminated.org presents the following shiur by Rabbi Ari Walden. Maseches Sanhedrin is dedicated by Mr. Zisha Lipschitz in honor of Rabbi Yaakov Metz.
Bruchim Amazinim. This shiur will be'ezus Hashem be on Maseches Sanhedrin Daf Yud. Maseches Sanhedrin Daf Yud has many big inyanim to talk about, so we will split it into two shiurim. And this will be Chelik Aleph of Sanhedrin Daf Yud. We are holding in the middle of the sugya of Palgin and Dibura. The Gemara and the Daf Yud Amud Aleph starts off with a memra of Amar Rava. The words Amar Rava appear on the bottom of the Tes Amud Beis. Pliny Baal Ishti Huva Acher Mitzdar from the Hargoy Avaloy Laharga. If a person is made together with another aid, that somebody else was Mizane together with his wife, so the halacha is he is believed to kill the Mizane, the Baal, but not to kill his wife because he's a karev. Fake the Gemara. My kamashmalon demfagina dibura. What's the chiddush of Rava's memra? L'chayra, the only chiddush that could possibly be is that we say the klal of fagina dibura. That even though the edus included sai and edus on the bayil and also an edus on the isha, and we cannot believe the edus in regards to his wife, nevertheless we say palgina dibura, and we take on his edus in regards to the bayil and not in regards to his wife. That must be the chiddush of Rava. Fek the Gemara, that can be the chiddush, hainu hach. That's the same chiddush that we already heard from Rava's previous memra, brought down in the end of the Gemara on the Tesamut Beis, where Rava said that if a person was made together with somebody else, plaini ravani lertzaini, that someone was reveahim lertzaini, the halacha is that he's neman in regards to the revea, even though he's not neman in regards to himself, because of the klal of palgina dibura. So what more was Rava coming to be Machadish in this memra of Pliny Ba'al Ishtai? And the Gemara answers that the Chiddush is, Ma'u detema adam karev etzel atzme emrinon etzel ishtai la emrinon kamash malon. We would think that we don't say adam karev etzel ishtai. We only say adam karev etzel atzme. And therefore the Chiddush of Rava is that we say adam karev etzel ishtai as well. Now the Gemara's havamina is tzarech bir. Taisus b'vei maschol etzel ishtai asks, and so ask also many other Rishayim, that it's impossible to have a Havamina that there's no din karev in regards to his wife. It's mefurish in the Mishnah later on of the Chavzayim of Beis, Frektaisvis, the Baal ki ishtoi le'inin edus. Then in regards to edus, a Baal is like his wife, and he's pasul edus. So what possible Havamina is there that we would not say adam karev etzel ishtoi? Divrei Rava are tzrichem bir. So there are kama mahalchem in the Rishayim to be masber what the Havamina of Rava was. And we're going to talk about Be'ezus Hashem two mahalchim. The first mahalach is Taisus' mahalach, and Rashi also learns like that. So at Taisus, the havamina would be that we would say migu. Migu de mehemen lahargoi, mehemen laharga. Enechanami, if a person is only made in regards to his wife, he wouldn't be neman because he's karev etzel ishtai. But the havamina is that because this edus also includes an edus in regards to the bayil, and in regards to the bayil, he should be neman. So we would say that once he's neman in regards to the bayil, migu demehemen lahar goy, neman nami to kill her. And as Zayishet also mafurish in Rashi, b'divrei maschil etzel ishtoi, v'zel ishaynei, etzel ishtoi le amrinan adam karev, le'inyan pagina dibura. We would think that we wouldn't say adam karev etzel ishtoi in regards to saying pagina dibura. Rather we would say, hayil mehemen ahu dibura le'miktalei l'chavre, once he's neman in this dibur to kill the chaver, Likteluha nami ledida. We would also kill her. And on that is Kamash Malan, that Adam Karev Etzel Ishtai Arminan, and the halacha is going to be that we do not say the Migu, and the Bayal is Chayiv Misa, and the Isha is Ptura. So it's Mavur, there's a Havamina that we say Migu over here. Now this is Tzarech Bir Tuva. First of all, what kind of Havamina is that? Be'emes Adarabah. In Kol HaTorah Kula, we find the concept of Edus Shabbatla Maktsasa Batla Kula. If there's an Edus which is batel maktsasa, part of the edus can't be neskayim, so the entire edus falls apart. But that we should say the opposite way, that if you have an edus, that part of the edus could be neskayim, so that's going to schlep with it, that the other edus which can't be neman should also be neman, that's a davar shaloi metzino, and the chayre does not make sense min asvara. And azoi frek de me'iri on shitas Rashi and Taisus. Another thing that's tzarech bir in this mahalach is that the Gemara is mavur, that this havamina is specifically in regards to ishtai. Like the Gemara says, Ma'u detema adam karev etzel atzmai amrinon, etzel ishtoi loy amrinon. Now, if the svar of Migu is true, that once you're being mamin the edus in regards to one person, you should be mamin in regards to everybody. So just like we say such a svara legabi isha, let's say that svara in regards to himself too. And if a person would be meyed plaini ravani lertzaini, let's have the same havamina. Migo that he's neman in regards to the reveya, he should be neman in regards to himself as well. And if there's no svara of migo over there, why specifically in regards to being made in regards to ishtai, there's a havamina that we would say the svara of migo. This is tzarech bir. Now before we're masber pshat in this memra of Rava, let's go weiter and bring down another memra of Rava, which the Gemara brings down later, which is also tzarech bir, and it goes together with this Gemara. The Gemara brings down, Bai Rava, Plaini Rava Shairi Mahu. What happens if a person is meyed together with somebody else? That somebody was Reveya his own shar. Now the halakha of Reveya is that the Reveya, the person is Chayev Misa, and the shar is also a shar haniskal and is Chayev Misa. So Rava explains his Shaila, Mi Arminan Adam Karivetel Atzmai, Ve'ein Adam Karivetel Mamainai. Do we say that the concept of Korva is in regards to a person and himself, in order to be Machayev himself Misa, like the case of Reveya, but in regards to being Machayev his mama in Skila, there's no din korva. Aydilma Aminan Adam Karev Eitzel Mamayne. Just like in regards to himself, he's a Karev, so too in regards to making a din Skila on his mama in, on his shar, there's also a din korva. And the Gemara comes to the Maskana, Basar Debai Hadar Pashtar, Rav himself was Pashat the Shaila. Adam Karev Eitzel Atzmai, Vein Adam Karev Eitzel Mamayne. A person is not considered a Karev in regards to his mamain, and he's going to be Neman, to be Machayev, his Shar Skila. Now Rashi is Masber. In the original Shail of Rava, Mahu, Zag Rashi, Plaini Vadei Miktal. That's Pashad, that the Revei is going to be Chayev Misa. El Shar Mi Miktal. Rava's Shaila is in regards to the Chayev Skila on the Shar. And Rashi is Mamshech, and he's Masber. Do we say Palgina Dibura, that he's Neman in regards to the Reveya, but he's not Neman in regards to the Shar? Ay Dilma, Rashi says, Layamrinan Adam Karev Eitzel Mamayne Le'inyan Palgina Dibura. We don't say Adam Karev Eitzel Mamayne to say Palgina Dibura and not to be Mamin him in regards to the Shar, but rather the Shar is also going to be Chayev Skila. And Rashi is Mamshech more to be Masber, that even though it's Mavur in the Gemara and in Tmura Daf Chavches, that if a person is made specifically on his Shar, that his Shar was Nirva, that he's not going to be Naman. So obviously we say that Adam is Karev Eitzel Mamayne. That's only over there where he's not being made also on the Reveya. But in our sugi where he's also being made on the Reveya, once he's Neman on the Reveya to kill the Reveya, so too he's Neman in regards to the Shar itself, and the Shar is going to be Chayev Skila. And that's also the Svara of Migu, like we mentioned earlier, in the Gemara's Havamina in regards to his wife, and here it's even the Maskana in regards to his mama. So here too we're going to have the Kasha that we asked, B'Shem the Meiri, that L'chayre, how do we say halacha of Migo, that once he's Neman in regards to the Reveya, he's also Neman in regards to the Shar? If anything, we found the opposite direction, where we say, Eidu Shabbat Maksasa Batla Kula. And again, we have the second Kasha as well, because the Lashon of the Gemara is, Adam Karev Eitzel Atzmai, we do say, but Ein Adam Karev Eitzel Mamaynai. Now, if it's true that Be'emes, a person is not Neman in regards to his Maman, and the whole Nemanis comes to be Kayecha Migo, so why wouldn't we say that concept also in regards to an Eidus on himself also, that if he's made on somebody else and on himself, Migo, that he's Neman in regards to his Chaver, he should be Neman also in regards to himself. So in regards to this Gemara of Adam Karev Eitzel Mamaynai, we find a pshat from the Brisker Rav in the stencils Chidushei HaGriz Al HaShas in Masechta Zvachim Daf Ayin Aleph. And in order to understand this pshat, we have to be makdim with one big yesod. And that yesod is that there are two kinds of psulei edus. There's an edus which be'etzem, the edus is a maisa of edus, just there's a psul, like a karev. And then there's another edus which is not considered a maisa edus bechlal, and that's because he's a baal dover. And the pshat in that is that the etzem chevtza of a maisa edus is where somebody is testifying on somebody else. Somebody witnesses an occurrence that took place, and he's coming as a bystander to say over what happened. But any time the Eidus involves he himself, he's not an Eid, he's not a bystander, he didn't witness what happened, he was the one who experienced the thing itself. That's not called an Eid Bechlal. An Eid has to be somebody min hatzad who witnessed something that happened in somebody else. But if it happened through him himself, he doesn't have a Shem Eid Bechlal, he's not an Eid Pasul, but rather he's a Baal Dover and he doesn't have a Shem Eid at all. Masha'enken a Karev, if somebody's being made on his brother or his sister, etc., a Shem Eid he has, he's not a Baal Dover because he wasn't the actual one who the Maisa happened with. Nevertheless, there's a Psul. The Psul is a Psul of Korva. The chilek between these two psulim is mavur in the sugya Masechta Makis Dav Vav. The Gemara over there is discussing the klal of Eidus Shabbat Maksas Abat Tekula, which means that if we have three Eidim and one of the Eidim is an Eid Pasul, so the entire kat becomes Nifsal Midin Eidus Shabbat Maksas Abat Tekula. So the Gemara over there asks the kasha that every time a Reitzeach kills somebody, the halacha should be that the Eidus cannot be made because one of the people who witnessed this Maisa was the Reitzeach himself. So he's one of the Eidim. So the Reitzeach himself should make a din of Eidus Shabbat Maksas Abat Lakula on the entire kat of Eidus. Azay fek the Gemara. And the Gemara answers over there, B'Shem Rava, Yakum Davar, B'Mekayme Davar, Hakasav Medaber. And Rashi over there is Masber, that the Klal of Eidus Shabbat Maksas Abat Lakula is learned out of the Pasuk that says, Al Pishnayim Ashleisha Eidim Yakum Davar. And we're Makish Shnayim to Shleisha, that it's one big kat. And the luck is going to be, if one of them are nifsal, that everything is possible. Zok Rashi, Yakum Davar is talking about the Mekayimi HaDavar, Shehem Eidim. It's talking about the people that are Mekayim, the people that are testifying on this Maisa, because they have a Shem Eidim. Avaloi Ba'Oisei HaDavar. The Oisei HaDavar, the one who actually did the Maisa Ritzicha in that case, he doesn't have a Shem Eid. And therefore, the psul of Nimtza Echad Mehem Karev Apostle, because it says, Al Pishnayim Oishleisha Eidim, doesn't apply to him. Because he's not one of the Eidim. He's not one of the Shleisha Eidim. He's not from the Mekayimi HaDavar. He's from the Oisei HaDavar, which doesn't have a Shem Eid. Therefore, it's not going to create a psul. So here we clearly see the differentiation between a Karev, who's one of the Eidim, that he does make the psul of Eidus Shabbat Luksas Shabbat Lekula, because he has a Shem Eid, but he has a Chalais Dim psul, versus a Baal Dover, which does not make the din of Eidus Shabbat Luksas Shabbat Lekula, because he doesn't have a Shem Eid Bechlal, he's not from the Kat at all. Now, Zok the Brisker Rav, that Be'emes, although it may seem that a Baal Dover has a stronger psul than a Pasul, than a regular Karev, but the Emes is, if you have somebody that only has the psul Baal Dover and does not have a psul Korva, there's actually a Kula in the psul of Baal Dover. Because a Baal Dover doesn't have a din psul, it's just not a Maisa Eidus Bechlal. So if somehow we would be able to give to that Eidus a Shem of a Maisa Eidus, the Eidus would be Neman. There's no halacha that the Eidus is not Neman. It just doesn't have a Shem Maisa Eidus. If something would happen which would give it a Shem Maisa Eidus, there's nothing missing in its Koyach HaNe'emonus. Masha'enken a Psul, there is nothing to take away the Psul. And even though it does already have a Shem Maisa Eidus, but in regards to the Karev, he's a Pasul and there's a Din that he's not Neman. Memeil Zok the Brisker Rav, that Nafkamina is going to present itself in regards to the Din of Palgina Dibura. If you have an Eidus in which there's a psul of Korva, so we're going to have to say a Palgina Dibura. Because in regards to the Karev, we cannot be Maminim, because there's a psul. And we're going to be Maminim in regards to the Chelik of the Eidus in which he's not a Karev. So we'll say Palgina Dibura. Masha'enken, if let's say we have an Eidus which there's no psul, but just he doesn't have a Shem Eidus Bechlal, because he's a Baal Dover. So any time included in the storyline is not just an Eidus in regards to himself. There's also an Eidus in regards to somebody else, which gives this greater Eidus a Shem Maisa Eidus. Now that it has a Shem Maisa Eidus, and there's no psul in it, there's no reason not to be Maminim, even in regards to himself, although he's Be'etzem a Baal Dover in regards to himself. Now, where does that have a nafkamina? So any time a person is made about himself mamish, besides for being a Baal Dover, he's also a Karev. B'kol shekein, if a person is a Karev to his blood relative, for sure he's a Karev to himself. So any time a person is made in regards to himself, there's two psulim. There's the psul of Baal Dover and the psul of Korva, and he has the chaimer of both. So we cannot say that migu, that he's neman in regards to his chaver, he's also neman in regards to himself. Because there isn't just a psul of Baal Dover over here, there's also a psul Korva in regards to himself, and the psul Korva doesn't go anywhere. So he's not going to be Neman in regards to himself, and we're going to say Palgina Dibura. Masha'enken, in regards to his Mamain, where Rava comes out of Maskana, that Adam Karev Eitzel Atzme Aminon, Eitzel Mamain Eloi Aminon, what Rava means to say is, of course, when he's being made in regards to his own shor, he's a Baal Dover, but a Din Karev, a psul of Korva, he doesn't have. Korva is only in regards to his human relatives or in regards to himself. But in regards to his shor, he's not a karev. He's a baldover, but not a karev. So therefore, once a person is made Pliny Rava Shairi, so there, this greater, larger Maisa Eidos has a Shem Maisa Eidos. So now even the chelik in which he's being made on his shor is a chelik of a Maisa Eidos, and there's no psul korva. So we're going to say, migu de mehemen, in regards to the Revea, now it has a Shem Eidos. Therefore, even the chelik that talks about the nirva, which is his own shor, is part of this Maisa Eidos, and he's going to be Neman, and his shor is going to be Chayav Skila. So it comes out that the psul of Baldover, although it seems to be a greater psul because it doesn't have a Shem Maisa Eidos Bechlau, Be'emes is a Chumra de Asi de Kula, because being that there's no psul, it's just missing the Shem Maisa Eidos. Once it's Nichlal together in the Eidos of the Revea as well, we're going to say Migu, and he's going to be Neman. That's the pshat that the Brisker Rav says to be Masber, Rav is Halacha, that Adam Karev Eitzel Atzmai, Ve'ein Adam Karev Eitzel Mamaynei. But the Brisker Rav fears Zeus, that however, in regards to Rava's Havimina, in regards to Ishtai, that's Sarachian, because that's Pashat, that in regards to Ishtai, the Psul is a Psul of Korva. And he's Nishar B'Tzarachian. But the emes is that there are Kama Achreinim that take this Mahalach of the Brisker Rav and they apply it as well to Ishtai. Ayin B'Kovich Yurim Chelik Beis, page Kuvchav Beis, where a letter is brought down from Reb Tzvi Yehuda Leib, Zuchayin Alavracha, Hashem Yinkayim Damai, the son of Rabbi Chanan, and so too the same mahalach can be found in Shurei Reb David Pavarsky over here on Masechta Sanhedrin. And they say like this. They say that Akapanim Rava's Havamina was that the Psul Korva is only by blood relatives. Ishtai doesn't have a Psul Korva, but Ishtai Be'emes has something that's more than a Psul Korva, because Ishtai Kagufai, so any person that's being made on Ishtai, in regards to Ishtai, he has a Shem Baldover. But a psul korva, al kapanim in the havmin of Rava, he wouldn't have. That chaimer of having a shem baldover, but not having a shem psul korva, that be'emes turns out to be a kula, like the vart of the Brisker Rav. And based on that, we can understand the Gemara's havmina. Ma'u detema adam korev etzel atzmei eminan, etzel ishtei lo eminan. There's no psul korva in regards to his wife. If there's no psul korva in regards to his wife, it's just that it's missing the shem eidus. Once he's being made also about the Baal and also about his wife, so the larger Maisa Eidos gets a Shem Maisa Eidos. Therefore, the Din Migu is going to apply and is also going to be Neman in regards to Ishtai, like the Brisker Rava's Masber in regards to Mamaynei. And the emes is, if you look in the Lashon of Taisvis, it's very meduyak. Because Taisvis doesn't ask that it's Mavura in the Mishnah and Perek Zabayr that Adam Karevetz al Ishtai. Taisvis' Lashon is that it's Mavura over there, Debal ke Ishtai in an Eidos. That the Baal is like his wife herself. V'chein be'emes mevur over there in the Mishnah of Chav Zayin Amud Beis. The Mishnah says, ve'elu hein ha-kreivin, and the Mishnah does not count out as one of the kreivim, Ishtai. So where is the mevur Baal ki Ishtai? Because one of the kreivim is Baal ha-chaysai. Zot Rashi, b'div yamascha Baal ha-chaysai, ke'achivu di'alfinon Baal ki Ishtai. Just like a person is a karev with his brother, so too he's a karev with the husband of his sister, because Baal ki Ishtai, it's Ishtai Kagufai, and his brother-in-law is like his sister herself. So we see that the whole makar of the korva of Ishtai Be'emes is not as a karev, but rather that it's Baal ki Ishtai, and the Baal of his sister has the same halacha as his sister. Lefi that, it's muven hetev, Taisus is teretz. And for Taisus, imi shamha, that's Baal ki Ishtai, so we could say migu. Baal ki Ishtai doesn't show us that there's a psul korva. It just shows us that Ishtai kagufai. Im kein is just missing in its tyrus eidus. I bezay midin migo, we could say that now this maisa eidus has a shem maisa eidus, and we'll say migo. From that Mishnah, it's not mavur that there's a psul korva. So Rava's chiddush is that no. Besides for having a shem baldover in regards to his wife, he also has a psul korva. But nafkamina, that therefore we cannot say migo, and instead we're going to say the din of paginon dibura. Adkan the Mahalach of Rashi and Taisvis to be Masber, Rav is Havamina, that Adam is not Karev Eitzel Ishtoi, and Rav is Maskana, that Adam is not Karev Eitzel Mamaynei. But there's another Mahalach that's Mavur in the Rosh and Masechta Makis Davov, B'Shem Deraivid, and also in the Chidush Aran in Arasugya. That Mahalach is also based on this original Yesod that we have to differentiate between a Psul Korva and the Psul of Baldover. But the Cheshbin and the Rosh B'Shem arrive at another Chiddush Iran is the exact opposite of how we said it in Rashi and Tosfos. And they start with a Yesod that just like we find the concept of Eidus Shabbat Muktzas Bat Lakula, that if one of the Eidim is Pasul, so the entire Kat is Batul, so too within the Eidus itself, if there's a Psul in part of the Eidus, we're going to say Eidus Shabbat Muktzas Bat Lakula. Zogin the Rishayim, when do we say Eidus Shabbat Muktzas Bat Lakula, and when do we say Palgin and Dibura? So we mentioned the Gemara earlier in Masech Tamakis Davav, that says that in regards to the din of Nimtza Echad Mehem Karev Apostle, that you say Eidus Shabbat Muktzas Bat Lakula, that's only where the Eid has a Psul Korva. But in a case where the Eid is a Baal Dovar, we say B'mekayme HaDovar HaKosav Medaber, that only in regards to Eidim, someone has a Shem Eid, is a din of Nimtza Echad Mehem Karev Apostle Gezakt Gevaren. But in regards to someone who doesn't have a Shem Eid, because he's Oisei HaDovar, there's no din Nimtza Echad Mehem Karev Apostle, because he doesn't have a Shem Eid, that he's not part of this Kat to begin with. Zogin the Rishayim, that so too, in regards to the halacha of Eidus Shabbat Muktzas Bat Lakula, where part of the Eidus cannot be taken on in Bezdin, there also we're going to differentiate, if in regards to part of the Eidus he has a Psul Korva, then we will say Eidus Shabbat Muktzas Bat Lakula, and the entire Eidus cannot be taken on in Bezdin. But in regards to part of the Eidus, he's a Baal Dovar, so in regards to that Chelik of the Eidus, he doesn't have a Shem Eid Bechlal, so we're not going to say Eidus Shabbat Muktzas Bat Lakula. It's not part of the Eidus. There we're going to say the Klal of Palgin and Dibura, that Chelik of the Eidus is not taken on in Bezdin, and only the rest of the Eidus, which does have a Shem Eidus, will be taken on in Bezdin. Therefore, Zogin the Rishayim, the Gemara's Havamina in regards to Ishtai was that even though, of course, a person does have a Psul Karev in regards to his wife, the Havamina was that he's Einai Karev Kol Kach, that he should have a Shem Baal Dovar. He's only a Karev, but not a Baal Dovar in regards to Ishtai. Mimeila, what we're going to do is say the klal of Eidus Shabbat Muktzas Bat Lakula, and the Havamina was that just like he's not Neman in regards to Ishtai, he's also not going to be Neman in regards to the Baal. The direct opposite of what we said B'Shem Rashi and Taisvis, that Migu that he's Neman on the Baal, he's going to be Neman on the Isha, here it's Farkert. Just like he's not Neman in regards to the Isha because Eidus Shabbat Muktzas Bat Lakula, so too he's not going to be Neman in regards to the Baal. And Rava's Maskana is that we do say Adam Karev Eitzel Ishtai, not Karev literally, but rather in regards to his wife, he has the same level as Korva as he has in regards to himself, which is a Torah's Baal Dovar. Mimele, when he talks about his wife, he doesn't have a Shem Eid Bechlal. So if that Chelik of the Eidus doesn't have a Shem Eidus Bechlal, that won't be taken on, and we'll say Palgin and Dibura, but in regards to the Baal, he will be Naman, and we will kill the Baal. And so too, in regards to the Indian of Pliny Rava as Shairi, Rava's Maskana, that Adam Karev Eitzel Atzmai, but Ein Adam Karev Eitzel Mamainai, means to say that even though a person is not Neman to be made about his Shar, that his Shar is Chayav Misa, like Rashi brings down from the Gemara and Tumura Dav Chav Chesam and Beis, that's only Ke'ein Apsul Korva. But it's not that he actually has a Torah's Baal Dovar in regards to his Mamain. Therefore, once the halacha is going to be that he's not Neman in regards to the Shar because he has a Psul Korva, so too we're going to say Eidus Shabbat Muktzas Bat Lakula, and he's not going to be Neman in regards to the Reveya either, and the Reveya is going to be Pater. The direct opposite mahalach of Rashi and Taisis, which they hold that being that he is Neman in regards to the Reveya, he is going to be Neman to be Machayev his Shar Skila as well. Hayyotze, we have over here a Maridika Machlaikis. Bain Rashi Vataisvis and Bain the Rosh B'Shem, the Raven of the Chiddush Iran, both agree on the Iker concept that there's two kinds of Psulim. There's a Psul Korva and there's a Psul of Baal Dovar. But how it comes out Halacha L'maise, they go Mikatze Ela Katze. The Fi Rashi Vataisvis, a Psul Korva has the Halacha of Pagina Dibura. But if the Psul Baal Dovar, only a Psul Baal Dovar, so then we're going to say Migo, and once it has a Tyrus Maisa Eidus, because of the Chelik of the Eidus that's being made on somebody else, it's going to be an Eidus even in regards to the Baal Dovar, and the Shar is going to be Chayev Misa. Whereas if the Rosh, B'Shem the Raven, and the Chiddush Iran, if it has a Psul Korve, there we're going to say Eidus Shabbat Muktzas Bat Lakula, and we're not going to say Palgin Dibura, and just like he's not Neman in regards to the Karev, so too he's not Neman in regards to the Baal. Masha Enkein, if it has a Psul of Baal Dovar, there we're going to say that Memela Palgina Dibura, because in regards to the Baal Dover, it doesn't have a Shem Eidus Bachlal, and it doesn't have a Tyrus Eidus, we don't say Eidus Shabbat Mekzas Shabbat Lekula, and in the rest of the Eidus, where he has a Shem Eid, he's going to be Neman. Adkan, Shtickle number one, the different Shittas Rishayim, in the Havamina of that we don't say Adam Karev Eitzel Ishtoi, and the Maskana that we don't say Adam Karev Eitzel Mamaynai. And now let's go on, Be'ezus Hashem, to the next Shtickle. The Mishnah brings down a Machlekes between the Tanakama and Rabbi Shmuel, whether Makis requires only a Bezdin of Shleisha. That's the sheet of the Tanakama. However, Rabbi Shmuel says it needs Esrim v'Shleisha. So the Gemara over here on Daf Yud asks, my time at Rabbi Shmuel, why does Rabbi Shmuel require 23 Dayanim in regards to Makis? So there are two Pirushim, one from Abaye and one from Rava. Abaye says that he learns it b'gzera shaver Rasha from Chai v'Mises. And Rava says, because of a klal, that makis b'makim misa oimedas. Now we have to understand, what does this mean, the makis is b'makim misa? And how exactly does that affect the halacha of how many dayanim that you need? So Rashi says something very interesting. Rashi says, but if you're maschal malkis b'makim misa oimedas, the kivan the avar al azharas bayroi, rohi lamas. Because he was over an avera, he was over an elav, which was machayev malkis, be'emes is roi to die. The Torah gave him this knas that he has a din misa. Then Rashi says, "V'harehi ke'achas min amisas, v'chihechi deskila b'fnei atzma, v'sreifa b'fnei atzma, v'herik b'fnei atzma, havinami malkis ke'achas min hamisas." Ad kan l'shoyin Rashi. Now, Dibri Rashi is tzrichem bir. First of all, the fact that he says that he's roi hulamos. But Lemaisa, there is no Chiyuv to kill him, there's only a Chiyuv Malkus. Also, what does he mean when he says, Umisa zu, Kanas alav akasav? Lemaisa, the Torah was not Kainas on him, a Chiyuv Misa. How can Rashi say that there is a Knas of Misa over here? That's the second problem. The third Shail in Rashi is, what does he mean to say when he's Marich and he says, Kehechi deskila b'fnei atzma, Usreifa b'fnei atzma, Veherig b'fnei atzma, Havinami Malkus Ka'achas Menamisas. What's he bringing out with those words? So Ulai, the Pshat in Rashi is as follows. Rashi understands that every time the Torah is Machayev a person Misa for a specific Aver that he's over, Be'emes, there are two parts to that Chiyuv. The first part is that the Gavra is Chalan him Adin, that he's Ro'i Lamus. He should die because of the Aver that he was over. That's the first Din. And then on top of that, there's chal echiyav befoil, which is biyad bezdin, to actually administer one of the misas, whether it's skila, whether it's sreifa, whether it's herig, whether it's chenek. These are the two parts. The first part is chal in the gavra. He has a din that he has to die. He's roi lamas. And the second din is a din that's chal klapi bezdin to actually go befoil and give him one of the misas. The chiluk hamisas, that specific averis have skila, and others have sreifa, and so on and so forth, that chiluk is only in the second din. In the halacha, that it's chal a mitzvah on bezdin to go ahead and do a maisa misa, so there, each avera, l'chasha atzmai, has a din which misa bezdin should give. But the original first din is not mischalk in it which misa should happen. That's just a din klapi the gavra, that he should die. He should not exist. Now, when it comes to Malkus, Rav is being masber, Malkus b'makam misa imedes, that means the first din that it's chal in the gavra din, that he should be'emes die, that's chal even by averis which don't have a din misa, which only have a din malkus. Like Rashi is masber, kivan the avar al azharis bayrei, roi hu lamas. And Rashi is maisif, umisa zu konas alav akasav, there's an actual knas, the din of that knas is, this chalais in the gavra, that he really has a din to die, and to not exist, machmas tachemer of the avera that he did. However, when it comes to the tivoy of the Torah on Bezdin, which kind of einish to actually administer in this person, and there, just like we find chiluke misas, in some averas, Bezdin is mitzvah to do a maisa skila, in some averas, Bezdin is mitzvah to do a maisa hereg, v'chulu, so too, in this avera, all that Bezdin is mitzvah to do is a maisa of giving malchus. Even though these malchus are not meant to kill him, like the Gemara B'Hemshech is going to be masber, that it's learned out from a pasuk of a nikla chicha le'enecha, that he has to remain alive after the Malkus is given. However, that's all mitzad, the mitzvah which Bezdin is mechuyev to actually do lemaisa. But the gavra mitzad atzmei, like we said, he has a din lomos. Now, because this mitzvah of giving Malkus is a din klapi a person who be'emes has a halacha to die, in that way, this Malkus is ka'achas menamisis, because it's one of the group of einshim which Bezdin has to actually give lemaisa to a gavra that did an avera, which is mechayev emisa. That's l'chayra, the oimik of the pshat in this Rashi. Based on this, we can understand the hemshach of Divrei Gemara. Frek the Gemara, if be'emes the gavra has a din to die, so l'chayra, why do we make an umdina and try to make sure that we don't give him too many malkas that he may die? Adrabe, if he dies, that's okay. The gavra has a din lomos. Meaning the Gemara's kasha is not to actually l'chatchila davka go ahead and kill him, because the Gemara understands that the mitzvah is malkas and not misa, but the Gemara's kasha is, why would we be worried if he would die? If b'di'evit he does die, that shouldn't be a cause of any concern to us, because l'maisa, the gavra mitzvah atzma is chala din in him, that he should be'etzem die. And the Gemara answers that you're right, really, it should not bother us. And really, the regular kolalim of v'chai behem, which the Torah warns us to be careful with the nefesh, pikuach nefesh of a person, do not apply over here, because it's chala din misa in the gavra. Just as a special gzeres akasev, which is learned out from the pasuk of v'nikla achicha le'inecha, that achar shalaka achicha be'ina, the Torah's magala that we need to have, that after the malchus is finished, the achicha is still kayam, he's still alive, which that tells us that we have to be careful to make sure he doesn't die through the malchus. But that does not change the etzem understanding that be'emes, the gavra has a din that he's roi lamos, and the mitzvah of giving malchus is the einish to such a person. Based on that, Rav is being mazber shitas Rabbi Shmuel, which says that therefore, because the malchus is here b'makam amisa, and it's a din that's chal in a gavra which has a din that he should die, that's why it has the chaymer of all the chiyuvei misas, and it requires also a bezdin of esrim v'shloisha. That's the pshat l'divrei Rashi. Now Taisus over here, b'divrei maschal malchus, brings down two other perushim. The first pshat zok Taisus, yesh mefarshim, mishum d'bnei noyach az harosan zuhi misosam. In regards to Sheva Mitzvahs B'nai Noach, we know that any Avera that a B'nai Noach is over from the Sheva Mitzvahs, he's automatically Chayiv Misa. V'nitin li'Yisrael Malkus al Azarason tachas Misa de B'nai Noach. When the Gemara says Malkus tachas Misa, the Gemara doesn't mean that there's an actual Din Misa to Ben Yisrael B'chlal. What the Gemara means is that a B'nai Noach, for any Avera that he may be over, he's Chayiv Misa. A Ben Yisrael, the Torah was Mekalon and says, you're not Chayiv Misa, you're only Chayiv Malkus. So in that regards, we look at it as the Malkus of a Ben Yisrael is B'makam the Misa of a Ben Noach. And that's the pshat in Divrei Rava to be Masber Shitas Rabbi Shmuel, that because the Malkus has an inyan of being in place of Misa, therefore the Malkus has the same Chaymer of Misa and requires a Bezdin of Esrim V'Shleisha. That's the first pshat. The second pshat that Taisus brings down, v'oidish leimar, mishum dezimnin meisim aide malchus, k'detnan be'elu ena goylin, u'meisa tachas yodei pater. It's possible that through malchus, he may die. And in fact, the Mishnah says, in Masechta Malchus, that if a shliach bezdin kills somebody as he's giving malchus, he's going to be pater, he's not going to be chayiv to go to galus, because we learn out, ma yar b'rshus av kol b'rshus, any time the malchus was done, Derech mitzvah, so he's going to be potter from galus. So because the Malkus has within it a possibility that it may lead to Misa, therefore Rabbi Shmuel understands that it has the chaymer of Misa. This is something that's a chayr very tzarech bir, this pshat. Because it doesn't mean that be'etzem Malkus is a din of Misa, it just means that there's a p'tur klape the galus of the Shliach Bezdin, because it wasn't b'rshus, it was b'mitzvah. And in fact, the Mishnah over there says, the hu'adin, a av that hits benoi or a rav that hits talmidoi and kills him is also pater because it wasn't b'rshus, it was b'derech mitzvah. So why would this mean that therefore every malchus has the chaymer of misa? Tzarech ian, le'metzasi is somebody that should be ma'irer with pshat and taisvis, but l'chayre, taisvis may mean that's an inyan midrabanan. Rabbi Shmuel held that there's a takana derabanan because every malchus could possibly lead to the death of the person that's getting the Malkus, the Chachamim were Maisef a Chaymer on Malkus and required Esen V'Shleisha. Ulai, I don't know if this is a pshat, but l'chayra, that's what it seems to be. Now, Taisus asks the kasha on both these pirushim, bein l'fi the pirush, that it's b'makam the misa of ben noyach, bein l'fi the pirush, that malchus could lead to misa, the Gemara's following kasha, l'chayra doesn't fit. The Gemara's question is, that if so, then malchus is b'makam misa, why are we concerned, why do we have to make an umdana to make sure he doesn't die? Even if he does die, that shouldn't bother us. Now, the chayra bishlam lefi Rashi, that's understandable, because be'etzem there's a din misa over here. But lefi these two perushim of Taisvis, that there is no din misa, it's just b'makam the misa of benayach, or it's something that has within it the potential to maybe kill him, that's not a reason why lechatchila we should allow the shliach bezdin to go ahead and give malchus, which may kill him, avada we should be nizhar, midin kol pikuach nefesh shakala tarakula, and make sure that he doesn't die and do the proper umdana. On account of that, Taisvis refutes these two Pirushim, and he says, Pirush HaKuntras Ikar. But Lamaisa, these two Pirushim, which Taisvis brings down from other Rishayim, remain Tzrichem Iyun and Mitzvah Liyashiv. Now, the Pashas in Arasugya is that this cloud that Rava says, the Malkus is B'makamiso Emedes, that's only the Fishitas of Yishmol, to be Masber, how he knows you need a Bezen Shulch of Gimel. But the Fidashitas HaChachamim, that say that all you need is a bezin shel shleisha, they don't hold of the entire yisoid of malchus b'makam misa emedes. And azoy shteit mefurish in the chidushei haran. However, the Rambam in Hilchas Sanhedrin, Perak Shisha Asar, Halacha Aleph, says like this: Kishem shemitzvah lahamis asamachuyiv misa, kach mitzvah sasei lahalkois asamachuyiv malchus. Just like there's a mitzvah to give misa to someone who's chayiv misa, so too there's a mitzvah to give malchus to someone who's chayav malchus. And then the hemshech of the Rambam later on is, v'af al pisha malchus b'shleisha, even though malchus is different in the fact that it only requires shleisha, because the Rambam paskins like the Tanakam and not like Rabbi Shmuel, nevertheless, look, the Rambam, b'makayim misa hi haimedes. So it's clear from the Rambam that this cloud that it's b'makayim misa hi haimedes is true, even according to Shitas HaChachamim, although they hold that it only requires a bezin shel shleisha, migzer sakasov, like the Gemara brings down earlier over here on the Daf Yudam and Aleph. Nevertheless, the etzem klal is still kayim, even if them that malchus is b'makam misa. The Kesef Mishnah over there asks, legabi, what is this negeya? In fact, the Kesef Mishnah of Ezel Shainai, koshali, le'eza inyan havi oimid b'makam misa, me'achar shur Rabbeinu paisek to havi b'shleisha. Bishlam, if you held like Rabbi Shmuel, so we understand in regards to what this klal has been said. But lefida chachamim, in regards to what are we saying that's b'makam misa? And the Kesef Mishnah goes on to say that there are many halachas which we find originally in regards to chiyav misa, and they apply in regards to malchus too because of this klal. And he counts them out. For example, shetzarech mumchen, v'shetzarech edim, v'hasra, v'drisha v'chakira, kedinei nefashas. The only reason why we hold that malchus also has these halachas is only based on the klal of malchus b'makam misa emedes. And the emes is that this is mashma in the lashon of the Rambam himself later on in Halacha Dalet. The lashon of the Rambam is, Ein adam laika ela be'edim v'asra, ubaitke me'edim v'drisha v'chakira, kederech sh'oisim b'dina nefashis, just like we do b'dina nefashis. Mashma, like the Kesef Mishneh, that this is learnt out of the klal of malchus b'makam misa emedes. Also, the Rambam earlier in Perek Yud Beis Halacha Beis says that by Malkus and Misa you need that it should be Yater Atzmai Lemisa, which means that after the Edom give Asra, if he's only Shaisek and he does not respond, he's not going to be Chayiv Malkus or Misa. He has to answer Afal Pikein and be Mater Atzmai to the Einish of Misa and Malkus. And the Lecha Mishnah says over there that Be'emes, this Yisoid is really originally a Din and Misa, and the Rambam only says it by Malkus as well, because of the klal of Malkus b'makam misa oimedes. And that's why, says the Lecha Mishnah, the Rambam be'emes says it once in regards to the halachas of Misa, and there he throws in that it's true in regards to Malkus as well. But later on in Perek Tazayin, where he speaks about Hilchas Malkus, he does not repeat it, because it's already learnt out from the halachas that were mentioned in Hilchas Misa, and Malkus is b'chlal, because of the klal of Malkus b'makam misa oimedes. Very interesting is also a Bir Hagra in Hilchas Yom Kippurim, Siman Tafresh Zayin. The Shulchan Aruch over there in Siv Vav brings down the minig that people get Malkus on Erev Yom Kippur with a Ritzua Ketana, Zecher to the real Einish of Malkus that they may be Chayavim. And the Ramah says over there that while they get Malkus, they should say Vidoy. Zak the Gain and Bir Agra, what's the Makar to the fact that they should say Vidoy specifically Bishas Malkus? It comes because of the Klal that Malkus B'makam Misa Emedes. And in regards to Dinei Nefashas, in regards to Chiyuv Misa, the Mishnah says in Sanhedrin Daf Mem Gimel that Kol HaMumasin Mizvadin, all those that get Misa's Bezdin have to do Vidoy. So because of that, so too when they receive Malkus, Malkus B'makam Misa Emedes, and they should also say Vidoy. Hayyotzei, that the general Yisoid that we look at Malkus as coming B'makam Misa, that's a Yisoid which everyone agrees to, Bein the Tanakama, Bein Rabbi Shmuel. The only machlekes is whether this klal also requires that there should be a bezdin of Esen v'shleisha. Lefi Rabbi Shmuel, he says, imkain, it also needs a bezdin of Esen v'shleisha. Lefi the Rabbanan, they would also have a havimina that it needs a bezdin of Esen v'shleisha. Just like the Gemara brings down earlier, Menoha Nimili, Amar Avuna, Amar Kro Shvatum, that we learn from the pasuk that be'emes all you need is shnayim, and then ein bezdin shakol, so you need shalish. So it's a gzeris akasav to tell you that in this area, we don't say Malkus b'makam Misa, and legabi Malkus, it's enough to have a bezdin of shalish. Now, l'chayre, this may be a pshat in the different rishayim which Taisus brings down, legabi the havana of the din of Malkus b'makam Misa. Because it's possible to be masber, the machlaikis between the Chacham and Rabbi Shmuel as follows. Rabbi Shmuel holds the Malkus b'makam Misa means that there's an actual din Misa, which is Chal, in this Gavra, like we were Masber in Shitas Rashi. Whereas the Chachamim hold, although the general Yisoid of Malkus B'makam Misa is true, and that's why there are so many halachas in which Malkus is Doim to Misa, nevertheless, when the Torah tells us that all you need is Shleisha Deyanam and not Esam V'Shleisha, the Torah is being Megala that Malkus B'makam Misa doesn't mean that there's an actual Chi of Misa Chal. Because if there was an actual Chi of Misa Chal, that would require a bezdin of Esen v'shleisha to paskin that this gavra is chayiv misa. With this that the Torah says that shalish is enough, the Torah is being magdir that the inyan of Malkus b'makam misa is just that it's b'makam misa. Lefi the yesh mefarshim, it's b'makam the misa of benayach. Lefi the oid yesh leimar, it's b'makam misa because Malkus has within it the potential that maybe he's going to die. But it's not an actual chalois chayvas misa, which is why we don't need a bezdin of Esen v'shleisha. And it's only in regards to the other halachas, which we say that Malkus has the chaymer of Misa, to require Edim, Hasra, V'chulu, all the nafkaminas that we mentioned earlier. So Hayyotzei, it's possible to say that these Rishayim which Taisus is quoting are really coming to be Masber, the Yisoid of Malkus B'makam Misa, which is true Lekuli Alma, even according to the Shita of the Chachamim. But Avada, they are Maida that the Shita of Rabbi Shmuel is going to have to hold Malkus B'makam Misa in a much more literal way, like Shitas Rashi, that there's actually a Chalois Din Chayves Misa in the Gavra, which is why the Gemara is able to ask that it should not require Umdana and we should not be concerned if he may die. Ad Kan Shtickle number 2, the Pshat in the Klal of Malkus B'makam Misa Emedes. And now let's go weiter. The Gemara on the Yud Amud Beis discusses at length what the Mishnah is referring to when the Mishnah says Ibur HaChodesh B'Shleisha. Teich Kedei Advarim, the Gemara brings down the Sugi and Masechta Rosh Hashanah Daf Chav Dalet, which brings down four different Shitas in the Tanoim in regards to when Bezdin is Mekadesh LaChodesh. The Shita of the Tanakama in the Mishnah in Rosh Hashanah Daf Chav Dalet, which is actually not brought down in our Sugi, is Bein Shenira Bezmanoi, Bein Shenira Shalei Bezmanoi, Bezdin is Mekadesh L'Chaydesh. Which means, Bain if Edom come and say that they saw the Meilid of the Levana on Yom Shleishim, which means that the Chaydesh previously was a Chaser, that's called Bizmanai. Bain if Edom come to be Mekadesh L'Chaydesh on Yom Shleishim Ve'echad, which means that the Chaydesh that passed is a Malay. In both situations, there's a din for Bezdin to be Mekadesh L'Chaydesh. That's the sheet of the Tanakama. However, the Shita of Rabbi Elazar ben Rabbi Tzadik brought down in that Mishnah, which is actually how we paskin halacha, is that only im nira bizmanai is there Indian for Bezdin to be Mekadesh L'Chaydesh. But if it's near a shaloi bismanai, and the chaydish is going to be a chaydish meuberes, ein mekachin aisai, and the lashon of Rabbi Elazar Tzadik is shekvar kidshuhu bashamayim. And we have to be ma'ayin what exactly that means. But before we focus on shitas Rabbi Elazar Tzadik, let's continue with two more shitas. The shita of plemai, which is brought down in a brisa in Arasugya and in Rosh Hashanah, is the opposite. Bismanai ein mekachin, shalai bismanai mekachin aisai. If it's bismanai, it's ein tzara chizuk, and there's no Indian for bezin to be mekadosh a chaydish. Only if it is a chaydish mu'beres, and it's shalai bismanai, that's when bezin is mekadosh a chaydish. And the shita of Rabbi Elazar b'Rabbi Shimon is that there's never Indian for bezin to be mekadosh a chaydish. Bein bismanai, bein shalai bismanai, ein mekachin aisai. And that's learned out from a pasuk because it says in regards to Yovel, v'kidashtem eshnasa chamishim shana. And we learn, shanim atam akadish v'i atam akadish chadashim. There's only an inyan for bezin to be makadish shnasa Yovel, and there is no inyan for them to be makadish the chaydish at all. These are the four shitas. Now, let's return to the shita of Rabbi Elazar b'Rabbi Tzadik that says that when it's nearer shalei bezmanai, ein makachin aisai, shekvar kidshuhu shamayim. What does that mean? So Rashi says in Arasugya, Shekvar kachu bashamayim, bezdin shalamala me esmal. Bezdin was already makadish shachaydish on the day previously, on the yom hashleishim. Therefore, there's no inyan for bezdin shalmata to be makadish shachaydish on yom shleishim ve'echad. Now, this is tzarech bir. Mehechateisa, the bezdin shalmala was makadish shachaydish on yet the day before. The chayr, if the maila didn't happen on the day before, and edem are only coming today on yom shleishim ve'echad, how can we assume that Bezdin was already Mekadosh the Chaydish on the day earlier? Now, Taisvis brings down two Pirushim. The first pshat that Taisvis brings down, B'Shem D'Yesh Mefarshim, V'Zel L'Shaynei, Bezdin Shalmala Mekadshan Eisei Lo'olam B'Shas HaMailad. Bezdin Shalmala is always Mekadosh Chaydish as soon as the Mailad happens. And that's the explanation why Shalei Bezmanai, Bezdin Shalmata doesn't have to be Mekadosh Chaydish. Taisvus is matmiya on the Yesh Mefarshim. If that's true, so it's not totally in Bezmanai and Shalei Bezmanai. Anytime there's a Meilad, Bezdin Shalmala is already Makadish. So as soon as the Edom see the Meilad and they want to come to Bezdin to be Makadish Shachaydish and Bezdin Shalmata, even if it's on the Yom Shleishim, it's not necessary, because Bezdin Shalmala is already Makadish Shachaydish B'Shas the Meilad. So this pshat of the Yesh Mefarshim is Tzarech Ian Gadol, and Taisvus remains Shver. Now, the Maharsha says that the Kavan of Rashi that says Kachu Me'esmol, he means like the Yesh Mefarshim, that Bezdin is always Mekadosh Chaydish already B'Shas the Meilad. Now, chutz from the fact that the Etzem Pshat of the Yesh Mefarshim is Shver, like Taisus is Matmiya, but to say that that's Pshat in Rashi is also Shver. And Azoy Frekt, the Shiari Karban on the Yerushalmi, Masech the Sanhedrin of Dalet Amud Beis. Frekt the Shiari Karban, if Rashi means that Bezdin Shalmala is Mekadosh Chaydish B'Shas the Meilad, that's not necessarily Esmol. It depends when the Meilad is. Sometimes it's Esmol, sometimes it's today. So how can Rashi say B'Hechleitius that Bezdin is Mekadosh Chaydish already Me Esmol? The Chayre does not stim with the Divrei Yesh Mefarshim. Now, Taisus himself brings another pshat. And the second pshat which Taisus brings, that he actually brings B'Shem Rashi. So Taisus B'Shem Rashi, the pshat in Rabbi Elazar b'Rabbi Tzadik is that on the first day of Rish Chaydish, even if the Meilad happens, Bezdin Shalmala is never going to be Mekadosh to Chaydish, because they're waiting to see what Bezdin Shalmata is going to do. Bezdin Shalmata may be Mekadosh to Chaydish today, or they may be Ma'abr the Chaydish and be Mekadosh to Chaydish tomorrow. Therefore, Bezdin Shalmala does not act. But as soon as the first day passes and Bezdin Shalmata was not Mekadosh to Chaydish, so now there's no Suffolk anymore, Bezdin Shalmata is Be'achreach going to be Mekadosh the second day as Rish Chaydish. Now Bezdin Shalmala can act and already be Mekadosh to Chaydish on the second day immediately, and they don't have to wait to see what Bezdin Shalmata is going to do. The Lashon of Taisus is, B'yayim Shleishim ve'echad she'yefshir shalei yikachu hayayim, Mekadosh na'isei b'shamayim min ha'shachar, right immediately at the morning. Now this pshat mitzad atzmai is very understandable, and it's not shver. Just this, that Taisus brings it down B'Shem Rashi, that's something which is, needs a beer. The Marshal is Nesayir, that we don't find this in Rashi. Rashi says, Kvar Kachuhu Me'esmol. Therefore, the Marshal changes the Girsa in Taisvis And he says he's supposed to read in Taisvis Kepir Shakunches Beperek Beis the Rosh Hashanah. That this is how Rashi's Mefarish in Rosh Hashanah. But the Maharsha is Meir on the Maharshal that if you look in Rosh Hashanah, it doesn't appear in Rashi like that either. Therefore, says the Maharsha, that obviously Taisvis had a different Rashi Lefanov, and our Rashi, like we said earlier, says the Maharsha is learning like the Yesh Mefarshim. Which is also Shver, like we asked before, B'Shem the Shiari Karbin, that it's not Mashman our Rashi like the Yesh Mefarshim either. The Shiari Karbin himself is Mefarish or Niflid the Kapshat and Rashi. Zok the Shiari Karbin, Be'emes Rashi means like Taisvis, that on the first day of Rish Chaydish, Bezdin Shalmailo is not Mekadish, because maybe Bezdin Shalmata won't be Mekadish today. But as soon as the first day passes and Bezdin Shalmata was not Mekadish, now Bezdin Shalmala knows that obviously Be'achreach, Bezdin Shalmata is going to make the second day to be Rish Chaydish. So then, Bezdin Shalmala is Mekadish immediately. When immediately? Zok the Shiari Karbin, Rashi holds, not like Taisa says that they do it Be'ashachar, but rather they do it immediately at night. Because this that we find, that Bezdin can't be Mekadish to Chaydish Balayla, that's Halacha and Bezdin Shalmata. But Bezdin Shalmala can't be Mekadish to Chaydish Balayla. So what Rashi means when he says, Shekvar Kitchu Me Esmal, doesn't mean the first day of Rish Chaydish. Me Esmal means, as soon as the night fell, and as soon as it was already Yom Shloshim Ve'echad, Me Esmal, last night, that's when Bezdin Shalmala was Mekadish the Chaydish. The fee this, we can understand the Girs and Taisus Shalofaneinu. Taisus quotes this pshat being Rashi's pshat because essentially it is the same pshat. There's only a minor difference whether we say Meshachar or whether we say Meesmal. But in the sight of the pshat, this is exactly what Rashi means, that once it's Nisbar that Bechreich Bezdin Shalmata is going to have no choice but only to be Mekadish the second day, that's when Bezdin Shalmala is immediately Mekadish the Chaydish, and therefore there's nothing left for Bezdin Shalmata to do. It's only on the first day of Rish Chaydish where Bezdin Shalmala does not act because they're waiting to see what Bezdin Shalmata is going to do. That's when there's an inyan for Bezdin Shalmata to be Mekadish the Chaydish. Now, in the Etzem Mahalach of Taisvis and Rashi, Alpi the Shiari Karbon, something is Tzarech Bir. It comes out that Kol Zman, that it's not clear what Bezdin Shalmata is going to do, Bezdin Shalmala doesn't get involved. Once it's clear what Bezdin Shalmata is going to do, then Bezdin Shalmala does get involved. That's Tzarech Bir. Why does Bezdin Shalmala ever have to get involved? Let Bezdin Shalmala leave it up to Bezdin Shalmata, whether they're Mekadosh Shechaydish on the first day, or whether they're Mekadosh Shechaydish on the second day. Why does Bezdin Shalmala have to interfere Bechlal and be Mekadosh Shechaydish at all? And Be'emes, Ke'enze, the Chazon Ish asks, and it's brought down in the Kaivitz Igris Chazon Ish, Chelek Aleph, letter number Reish Zayin. And he says, "V'zel l'shaynei hadaver tzarech pirush, ma iskom shel bezon shalamala lekadish chadashim." What asik do they have in that? Halei atayra u'mitzvus liyisrael nitna. So the Chazon Ish says a mori de kipshat. He says that this that we say that bezon shalamala is makadish is not to be taken literally. Now the pshat is as follows: we know that the Yerushalmi says in Nedarim, Perek Vav Halacha Ches, that the teva of the world, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is manhig the teva in the world, al pi the psukim of Bezdin Shalmata. And for example, the halacha is that a girl, p'chusim ibas gimel shana v'yayim echad, we say that b'suleha chayzrim, and her bia is not a bia. What happens if she's meant to be three in Rish Chaydash Nisan, and then Bezdin is ma'aber the shana, and there's two others? That's going to affect this girl, and it's going to make that she's going to remain a psula, and her psula will be chayzrim. Because Bezdin Shalmala, dan hagas habriya, is kaveya itself, al pi, the psukim of Bezdin Shalmata. And this is learned out from the pasuk that it says in Tehillim, ekra lelekim elyon, lekel goymer olai. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is goymer olai. According to how I paskin, how we paskin in this world, HaKadosh Baruch Hu follows suit. Memeila zok dechazanish, that's the kavana in our sugya, when it talks about Bezdin Shalmala. It doesn't mean that there's an actual maisa of kiddush mitzad the Bezdin Shalmala, but rather what it means is that kol zman, there is something which is toli va'aymed in Bezdin Shalmata, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to wait in deciding whether the Chaydish does start or doesn't start, al pi, if Bezdin's going to paskin, today is the beginning of the Chaydish, or not. But once it's not up to Bezdin Shalmata anymore, because once they weren't Mekadosh HaChaydash B'Yayim Lamed, Be'ach Reach, they have to be Mekadosh HaChaydash in Yayim Lamed Aleph. So now, There's nothing that's tali v'aymed in the Psak Bezdin. So memela the anhagas ha'aylam in Bezdin Shalamala is that it's Reish Chaydash immediately as soon as it reaches the Yom Lamed Aleph. And he says this, that Taisus says that b'shachar mekachin ha'isai is also just la sabar ha'aizen. That in the morning, when Bezdin Shalmata wants to do a kiddush, they don't have to do a kiddush, because already, however early, Bezdin Shalmata wants to be mekadosh ha'chaydash, Bezdin Shalmala already preceded them. Not that Bezdin Shalmala actually made a kiddush, but like we said, that the anhagas ha'aylam was already nikva in the fact that it is Reish Chaydash. This stems very well also with the Mahalach and Rashi alpi the Shiari Karban, which is why May Esmol, as soon as the Laila started, which is Ascholas Hayom, it is Bechefza Reish Chaydash, because there is nothing for Bezdan Shalmala, the anhaga of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to wait for Mitzad the Bezdan Shalmata. Ad kan the pshat of the Chazon Ish in Taisvis, and it stems also in Rashi alpi the Shiari Karban, to understand this musig of Kitchuhu Shemayim in Shitas Rabbi Elazar Berab Tzadik. And the emes is, he's preceded already by the Chidush Eran, that's Mevarer, that the inyan of Kitchuhu Shemayim is not to be taken literally. V'zeh l'shayna Chidush Eran, k'loimar she'ein tzrichem loimar b'yoyim lamed aleph mekudish mekudish, l'kadish achaydish hasheni, she'memeila hu mekudish, it happens memeila, d'lo'oylam en l'chachaydish yoyisim mishleishim yoyim. Because there's no two options over here, therefore it happens memela, and we do not wait for the Kiddush of Bezin. And that's the Kavan of the Gemara of Kvar Kedshuhu Shemayim. Adkan this shtickle, and adkan this shir, on Masechta Sanhedrin, Daf Yud, Chelek Aleph.
You have been listening to a shir from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on any daf in Shas, including Mara Meklemis on each shir, please visit shasilluminated.org. Shas Illuminated is a nonprofit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the DAF worldwide. We can be reached at 203-312-SHAS, or you can email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.